This is News Director Larissa Donovan continuing on with the Meet the Candidates series. Joining me in studio today, I've known this guy a long time. He was principal of my high school back in the day.
That's right.
Richard Anderson, District 3. Welcome to the studios and welcome. This is your first time on Meet the Candidates.
It is.
It's a pretty new thing.
All right.
I hope it catches on.
I like it.
So, and Mr. Anderson, it'll be hard for me to break that habit.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'll try. But you've been involved with the Bemidji community for a long time.
I have been.
For those who may not know you, may not be lumberjacks, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. And for those that I've not had a chance to meet, I'm married, had 5 children, and enjoy now 8 grandchildren. I'm a Vietnam vet. I taught elementary at Solway for 20-some years, and then the middle school for 7 years. Then I was principal at Lincoln Elementary and retired as principal of Bemidji High School. And it's kind of a fond memory from Bemidji High School because one of my sayings was, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours.
I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
Right.
And then, were you, sorry to sidetrack you a little bit, but were you in charge of the high school for the transition to the, well, it's not so new anymore, but the new building?
No, I actually started the year after
that
transition, so I missed out on that, which was just fine.
I think I that's when I started, was just like I was the first class to be all the way in the new school. But yeah, so...
Yeah.
How long have you been on the county board?
Well, I've been on the county board since 2011.
Okay.
And was right after Jim Heltzer had passed away. And I had talked to Jim before, about the year before, and he said, I'd like you to run. He said, and so I did. And I talked to his wife, Marilyn, and she said, oh, I think Jim would really like that. So I've been on the board since then, and when this came up, this opportunity, I thought, well, maybe I won't run. And then I thought, you know, I really enjoy what I've been doing. Wonderful people that I represent in District 3. I represent the people from Bemidji Township, Grant Valley Township, Eccles Township, the City of Wilton, Jones, Lammers Townships, City of Solway, Buzzell, and Liberty. And last night I had the opportunity to go to Liberty's Township Town Board meeting, and again it was refreshing because I had been on the town board before becoming a county commissioner, and I was on the Lammers Town Board for 30 some years. So all of this is part of my blood, part of my history, and I thought, you know, talk to my wife, and she says, go for it, better you than me. And I said, great. So that's why I'm running, because of the history, but also because I really enjoy the people of this area and feel I still have a lot to offer.
Now, going over some archives, I noticed that this is one of the first times that you've had an opponent for District 3, right?
It is. I had an opponent in 2011, and now I have an opponent this time.
So what do you find that's most challenging in the work as a county commissioner?
I think trying to, now versus 2011, it seems like there is a little bit more anger in the community and not so much willingness to sit down and listen to the issue. And so that's another thing I think I bring to the table. Is that I was a negotiator for the teachers when I taught, and I was a negotiator for the administration when I was in administration, and now I'm a negotiator for the employees of the county. So I look at just the training I've had and the experience, and I still think I can negotiate some of these hot issues that are in the county.
And as my years as a reporter covering county government, I can usually predict how everyone else is going to vote, but you.
Well, and one of my big feelings about the board is that we're a non-political board.
Nonpartisan
board. And we all have our own politics, But when we're at the board level, we really need to look at it through the lens of a group that is not tied to one party or the other.
Right, and you know, the county handles big budgets, big.
They do.
Big stuff coming down the pike here with an upcoming decision on the Beltrami County Jail.
Wow, that's a huge, huge decision. Probably one of the hugest that I will be making during my tenure as a commissioner.
Now, I was visiting with Administrator Tom Berry and Sheriff Ernie Beidle. We were having a chat about what's coming, like the opportunity for public engagement and things like mm-hmm. that. What are your thoughts on the jail project? You are going to be one of the deciding votes
on this.
So mm-hmm. let's hear about it from you, Richard. What do you think?
Well, our need is there. There is no question about it. If we're sending out 50 or so prisoners every day at $55 a day, that's a lot of money being spent in that direction. And the DOC has kind of given us a grace period to make some improvements, and so that's why we've hired an agency to evaluate the feasibility, evaluate all the information they could gather from our
huge report. I read it when I was homesick, and I was just like, "Wow, this is detailed."
I'm impressed that you read the whole thing. No, it gives a lot of scenarios. But one of the things that we're still kind of relying on is to listen to our constituents. How do you, now you've had the opportunity to go online, Beltrami County, and they've got all the minutes, they've got the project, there's a survey to take, and there are Sheriff Beidle, particularly, and our Administrator Tom, they're going around to various places, any agency that would like them to come over and talk about the options. So for me as a commissioner, I rely a lot on my constituents to tell me how they feel or what they would like or if they have concerns or questions. And so when you ask me which option, I haven't decided which option yet. You know, some options are, for me, I can look at them and hear the possibilities and think, no, that's going to be more costly in the big picture in the long run.
So, right. A lot of this is deciding between the huge upfront costs.
Right.
Sooner rather than those accumulating little costs that, you know, accumulate.
Correct.
Over time.
Correct.
Short versus long term.
And it's not been too long ago that we tried to remodel and we got started and then realized that we were not going to be able to afford the number of employees that we would also have to hire to run our facility.
And another big item for the county government, I'm sure you get a lot of talk from your constituents about county roads.
County roads.
It's a big county.
It is. It is. And when I first got on board and they took the engineer, did an evaluation, it would be about $80 million just to bring all of our roads up to that good standard. So we knew we had to chip away at it. And thank goodness for the citizens of Beltrami County looking at it made sense to go with 0.5% that would be set aside for a sales tax to help us improve our roads. So we've made good progress, but it's kind of hard to be patient if you live on a road that is pretty difficult to drive on.
Right, so, and the five-year plan, you know, some things get moved around,
right.
And you think, next year it's going to be the year.
Yeah. Number five, County Road 5 has been on my watch since I started, and I keep saying to the board, let's drive on that road, you know, because you'll see that it's really dangerous and very bad. It's not a good road. Well, guess what? Now I'm finally seeing the proof of that coming. That they have taken all the tar off, and we're moving forward with replacing that road. So that's exciting. It does happen, folks. It really does. But it takes a long time to get to where we need to go.
a lot of exciting developments that the county board's been involved with these past number of years, the Veterans Home, the Mental Health Crisis Center that's coming soon. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of challenges still exist within the county board. Such, for instance, with this year's budget process, there's been a lot of grumbling about a lot of public attention on the Kitchigami Library System and Beltrami County's contribution. We had Arigallo from the library on chat about not too long ago, but as a county commissioner, what's your perspective on how this whole scenario has unfolded?
Yeah, I think it was unfortunate from the standpoint that Kitchigami wasn't at the table to discuss their thoughts when we were in... Instead, when we were sitting down talking budget, and I've been on the Kitchigami committee in the past, and so I know that it's run by a consortium of 5 counties, I believe, and 9 cities, and we have 1 vote. So as a county, we can't just march into their meetings and say, we want $350,000 or $400,000 so we can keep our library at its peak the way it is now. So we do need to rely on our constituents to probably pay a 0.5% levy to keep funding our library the way we would like to see it funded. A lot of people have responded to that possible of a cut, and I've told them that my belief is maybe what we should do is keep our funding the way it is now, like it was last year, and then spend the year making sure that we understand Kitchigami's budget and they understand ours, and maybe then next year during budget cycle, we can sit down and have a logical and thorough discussion.
Any other thoughts, Mr. Anderson, about what you've been hearing on the campaign trail from your constituents and your new constituents, maybe, with
right.
the redistricting?
Right, and I do have one township that's new, and as I'm getting around, it's still, I kind of chuckled when you said roads, because roads still really comes as a high priority with the number of people. And the only thing I can tell them is, you know what, we have as you mentioned, the 5-year plan, and we'll try to get their road on that plan eventually. Another issue, of course, is the jail. That comes up. The library has come up. And with the jail, you know, people can't quite understand why are these folks sitting in jail with mental health issues. And it's because we are lacking facilities. And
that's not just a Beltrami County
issue.
No,
that's nation.
That's state. That's nation. Yeah.
Right, right. So, yeah, there's... And last night at the meeting, people just were interested to find out who I am. And when I told them that I was also a farmer, that I have 280 acres and we still put up hay, all of a sudden, a couple of people, it was easy to talk to them because I was born and raised in this area, and it's easy to visit with people. And they know that what I'm saying is I'm saying from the heart because that's who I am.
Well, I can't think of a better closing statement. Mr. Richard Anderson, candidate and incumbent commissioner for Beltrami County District 3, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Larissa.